Good morning. This is Mike Dang, the Chief of Federal and State Programs, welcoming you to this workshop to discuss the proposed changes to the Nevada Administrative Code, sections 319.951 up through section 319.999. I'd like to recognize CJ Manthi, our administrator, and Sharath Chandra, our deputy administrator, along with Mark Lisea, our supervisor, and Michael Holliday, our chief financial officer. And instead of going around the table, let's see, I can just introduce Bill Brewer, right, for USDA, and Lisa Dayton, a consultant on projects. So with that, then, let's see, now on the phone, who can you identify yourselves, whoever is on the phone?
Yeah, it's Quan Phillips in Reno.
Okay. And that's Quan Phillips?
Claude,
okay.
Cloyd, C-L-O-Y-D.
Cloyd Phillips, okay. Let's see. And Cloyd, what organization are you with?
I'm with Community Services Agency.
Okay. We now turn to or invite public comments. This item on the agenda, the second item. Members of the general public may bring matters not appearing on the agenda to the attention of the division. The division may discuss the matters, but may not act upon the matter at this meeting. The matter may be placed on a future agenda for possible action. Public comments will be limited to 5 minutes per person. Are there any such public comments? Hearing none, we now turn to discuss any matters regarding our proposed changes to the NAC regarding the tax credit program. This is discussion again regarding proposed changes to NAC 319.951 up through 0.999, and they are found in the LCB file, number R115-14. Are there any such comments at this time regarding these proposed changes? And I should mention that the LCB file has been on the website for at least 2 or 3 months, and I've also emailed it out to people, the development community, a few times. So are there any such comments at this time?
I don't really have any. You know, of course, my concern is with the USDA set aside in the QAP and how it's administered. We want to participate in that as appropriate. We realize it's not our program, not our decision to make, and we don't intend to poke our nose in there any more than we should as a member of the public. But we would encourage the division to focus on rehab as far as that set aside is concerned, and make new construction a much lower priority where possible.
Okay.
And, that would reflect our letter to the division some time ago, whatever the date was.
Yes. Yes, we have received that letter. Okay. Thank you. And that's a focus of our QAP, right?
And we appreciate that. And you know, if we can craft some language for the next round that would be better and easier for you guys to use, we'd be all about that.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Any other comments?
Well, so Mike, I was just wondering, will you be summarizing what's in these changes? Because I've kind of lost track of where we're at.
Oh well, there have been no changes.
Okay.
Once we set that out. There are two areas where we're looking at. One regards that last, very last section. Let's see, just turn to that. And that's on page 31. And that was regarding the point of how in the QAP we cover the developer's fee for both the 4% and the 9%. But in the NAC, we only cover it for the 4%. So we've been discussing whether to remove that, and that's section 15 on page 30, whether to just remove that or to add and just let it stay only in the QAP, or whether to add the other QAP part and put it in here. It might be easier to just take this out and leave it all with the QAP, so we don't have any synchronization issues. But so that's one. And then the other matter, let's see. The other matter was regarding the confidentiality of the records, with the idea that the general rule without a regulation contrary would be that the that everything pretty much you submit is, that all everybody submits is public record. We can go ahead and change it in the regulation and make the default setting to confidential, and then you could have at least some say, or we could, you know, not just hand out everything. What the proposal was for that was that we keep it confidential and then just add the words until final award of the tax credit, and then just let it all be open again.
So if it defaults to confidential, then you just have to let the developer know if somebody requested their application?
Right, right.
I think that's what's good.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying, from your perspective, it'd be fine to just make it confidential, and then if we're going to release it, just go ahead and contact the developer. The nice thing about it is, of course, I mean, it benefits both ways. Novogratic recently asked us if we could just give them copies of everybody's applications. So we just put it in a Dropbox folder, and they did it. It was for a report for the state of New Mexico's, their housing agency, was trying to do a cost comparison study. So it's nice like that. There was no, you know, contacting everybody. But as a default, having it as confidential has its has benefits. So we'll take a look at that in terms of whether to make it until after the allocations, or to just let it be a default setting of confidential, unless the developer says it's fine to release. Okay. Any other comments? Oh, those were the two big changes that I,
okay,
if any, that were proposed.
You.
Sure. Any other comments regarding the proposed changes? Then we now invite public comments again. Just as before, these are regarding matters not appearing on the agenda. Those can be raised at this time. Are there any such comments at this time? Hearing none, we thank you for your participation in helping us develop more effective and efficient ways to provide affordable housing for the residents of Nevada. Thank you all very much, and we adjourn this workshop.